Hello everyone, I am Tae Pyu from Myanmar. I have been thinking about an anecdote but couldn't come up with any story until today. I just remember this creepy story that happened to me about 15 years ago and thought this might be interesting enough for the listeners. Well, let me start my story. When I was about 11 years old, my family and our relatives went on a vacation trip to a very beautiful beach. It was quite far from our town, almost 24 hours drive. At that time, air travel was so expensive, so my parents decided to take the road trip. We set off in a van driven by my dad. There were 10 of us in the van. It was a long and tiring trip. Moreover, there was a large mountain range which we had to drive through on the way to the beach. It would take around 7 hours to get through it. And we estimated our time so that we could have driven through all the mountains before sunset. However, unfortunately, it was already dark not so long after we started driving through the mountains. Then the bad luck hit us, and our van broke down in the middle of nowhere. We had no idea where it was. We were on the side of a moonlit mountain road, surrounded only by shadowy hills and dark forests. Well, I thought it was a perfect scene for a horror movie. As it was not a traveling season, we only had very few cars travel through that road, and our spot was so far away from the nearest roadside village. My dad and uncle tried to fix the van with no success. It took us ages until midnight, and everybody was so tired by that time. So we decided to spend the night in the car and plan to look for some help when the sun rose in the morning. Then, all of us went to sleep in the van. I thought I fell asleep for a while, and suddenly, I woke up to a long and creepy howl. Not sure it was a dog or a wolf. I couldn't fall back to sleep and had no idea what time it was. I was feeling a bit scared because I was the only one who was awake and everyone else was fast asleep. The moon was still shining. I could see the shadows of the trees moving in the cold wind like tall ghosts. I thought I heard a hoot of an owl. Though I felt scared, I couldn't help looking through the windscreen of the car. All of a sudden, I noticed a very tall, shadowy figure slowly moving down a hill. It was quite far from the car, and at first I thought it was only my imagination, but I realized it was not. Although I couldn't see that figure clearly, it was moving slowly in the direction of our car. The body was about the size of a human, but it was too tall to be a human. Is it a ghost or a vampire that comes to suck our blood? Or is it some kind of wild animal that would prey on us? I thought to myself. I was so frozen with fear and didn't know what to do at first. Then, as my mom was sleeping beside me, I woke her up and showed her the impending danger which was still moving towards us, but was not close enough to see clearly yet. I saw a startled look on my mom's face. Then she started to wake up everyone in our van. Everyone became alert, and we decided to stay in the van, make sure all the windows are closed. We sat in silence for a few more minutes, staring with wide eyes at that moving beast. I could not breathe, and I thought I could even hear my own heartbeat. Eventually, it came to a distance where we could see the figure clearly. And well, this was the point where a scary story turned into a funny one, because it turned out that the mysterious figure was actually an old man carrying a young boy on his shoulders. That was why he looked so tall from the distance. Everyone sighed and laughed out loud with relief. We made fun of ourselves for having been so scared of an old man and a little boy. My uncle went to talk to that old man and found out that they were walkers from a logging camp nearby. It was 4 a.m. in the morning, and the old man sent us some men from the camp who helped us fixing the car so that we could hit the road again to the beach. This story became the joke of the trip, and we couldn't stop retelling it and having a good laugh throughout the whole trip. That's it. This is my story, and I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you very much for your listening. Bye, 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 bye.